Blog Talk Radio.
Jay. I'm about to set it out. Where do I begin? About to go down, cause I'm about to go in. I'm looking for a bad bitch, preferably a 10. So I can make it rain, probably pay somebody rent. Tonight I'm feeling nasty, you should bring a friend. So both of y'all can try me, I highly recommend. A banana in your milkshake, we can make it blend. And once you get you some, you gon' wanna come again. Me, I'm getting paper, all about my paper. Yeah, I keep the paper coming to me like a staple. And I ain't got swag, bitch, I got the right flavor. So yeah, I might tip her, but I ain't about to say I cannot relate to motherfucking hate. Get the fuck around me, shit can be contagious. I had to tell Razor, that can make you famous. You need someone to rep it for you, I can be your age. First you back it up, get slow. Bounce it up and down, drop it low. Want some more money? Here you go. There must be something to it. Everybody can't do it. But she can make a booty clap. Let me see you make your booty clap. There must be something to it. Everybody can't do it. But she can make a booty clap. Let me see you make your booty clap. There must be something to it. Everybody can't do it. Now that was first one, but this is first two. I ain't Marcellus Wiley, but yeah, I'm that dude. My body looking right, covered up in tattoos. If we get to poppin' X, well, you know what that'll do. I see you got an apple back there. Is that fruit? You mind if I touch it, see if all of that's you? It is what it is, baby girl, perhaps you heard women want sex more than men, is that true? If so, I'm trying to find out so I can have proof. Then get you bucket naked like that nigga Papoose. Then put you on your knees to bless your boy like Hatchoo. And if you do it good, I go down and taste you. Real recognize, real game, recognize game. I just want your frame, I don't need to know your name. All I want is ash in my face. While I smoke one and watch you grind to the base. First you back it up, get slow. Bounce it up and down, drop it low. Want some more money? Here you go. There must be something to it. Everybody can't do it. But she can make a booty clap. Let me see you make a booty clap. There must be something to it. Everybody can't do it. But she can make a booty clap. Let me see you make your booty clap. There must be something to it. Everybody can't do it. Do it.
Thank you.
What I'm talking about right there. Feels good, you know what I'm saying, to get love in the building. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, kicking it on that solo-ish for you. And I'd like to welcome y'all to this laid-back Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, shout out to those, you know what I'm saying, listening and supporting my shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got a special guest up in here today, Alicia. You know, she's a PR. You know, she'll be here a little bit later. So, you know, right now, I'm going to give y'all this hip-hop news, what's going on, and all of that, you know, before we get the show crack-a-lacking. All right, check this out. For those of y'all, you know what I'm saying, don't know, I mean, it's kind of, it's new. This is new news, but the situation is kind of old. All right, publicist witness confirms rapper AP9, he really, you know what I'm saying, smashed Ice-T's wife, Coco, you know what I'm saying, 3 times, raw, and she bought him a car with Ice, thanks to Ice-T with his money. And you know what I'm saying, the publicist, she said she saw the naked pics, he showed her the naked pictures for herself, you know, so everything is true. Then he actually, AP9 actually took a lie detector test, which he passed with flying colors. So, you know, it was real in the field for the homie. So, wow. You know, homeboy doing big things. And he said one of the NBA stars, biggest stars in the game right now, that he smashed his wife. You know, he didn't release the name, but he said he did, you know what I'm saying? He had the facts of that. Ice-T and AP9 actually had words, you know, and AP9 brought it to him on some grown man, like, look, you shouldn't even be getting at me. You should be getting at your wife, which that's real talk. So, you know, moving on, you know what I'm saying? That's a little East Coast, West Coast drama for you right there. Okay, you know, speaking of drama, we gonna say the game, you know what I'm saying, the rapper, the game for y'all that's, you know what I'm saying, slow. He actually, you know, he's with allegedly with the game Bloods or whatever, He was showing people how to throw gang signs. I mean, in my personal opinion, I mean, my nigga, you too old for that, but you know, it is what it is. Keep doing your thing. All right, Machine Gun Kelly. You know, I don't knock nobody's grind, so I respect that man's hustle. But Machine Gun Kelly, you know, promotes his Lazy Tub tour. You know, he's standing outside like, you know what I'm saying, like a hobo with a cardboard, you know what I'm saying, for those riding past, you know, to support his stuff. Hey, I do that myself, my nigga, so I'm not mad at you at all. You know what I'm saying? Respect that grind. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, support Machine Gun Kelly. All right. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, I don't know if this smart or dumb. You know, just my personal opinion. But NFL player Terrence Gannaway, if I'm saying his name right, Terrence Gannaway, who plays for St. Louis Rams, he's an NFL player who made, what, $350K a year. But, you know, hey, I guess that's not enough money because he also working at a fast food restaurant, you know, flipping burgers and stuff, you know what I'm saying, for $7.50 an hour. So, you know, I guess in his off season, he like, hey, let me flip these burgers, you know, to pay these bills. Or it could be smart as, you know, tax write-off if he's saying that's where his income coming in too, you know what, but I'm going to let y'all be the judge on that right there. All right, now, moving in, you know what I'm saying, to this show right here, I got a nice one for you. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and shout out Blog Talk Radio. That's what Jones Blogspot is brought to you by for now, you know, keywords for now. So the number to dial is 347-857-1230. Today's topic is spanking your kids. Yes or no? I'm going to tell y'all why I got into this topic right here. Okay. I'm driving, you know, and I'm listening to SiriusXM, which, you know, that's where Jones Vlog's about to be on, you know what I'm saying, pretty soon, big ups. But, yeah, anyhow, listening to, I'm on SiriusXM, and I'm listening, and on the news, it say that this kid, I think the kid was like 10 years old, he called the cops on his mom. You know what I'm saying? But for the simple fact, she, you know what I'm saying, made the little nigga go to bed. First of all, I'm just like, you know, Ever since the little thing with the kid suing his parents and stuff like that, you know, I think the situation has gone, you know, things that kids do, you know, to their parents has gotten overrated now. I mean, I'm hoping for the life of Jesus that she tapped that ass. Because, I mean, like, it's just getting outrageous out here if you ask me, about the things some of these kids are doing as far as how they talk, how they talking back to their parents and stuff like that. So today's topic, you know, spanking your kids, yes and no. Me personally, I'm from the South, you know, so well. And hold on, let me say that. Let me rephrase that and take it back to my roots. I'm from the South. You know, when we say South with an F, not a TH. So, you know, my thing is this right here. If, you know, we got our ass whooped. You know, some of us, you know, can relate to the simple fact of going to pick your own switch out. I mean, extension cords, you know, like double belts, you know. It wasn't considered child abuse back then, but, you know, we want to cover it all. The fact, you know, of what was considered child abuse and was not, you know, like, I want y'all to call in and chop it up with your boy, 347-857-1230. This is JVS, and I'm your host, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, man. You know, we want to have a good day for this laid-back Wednesday. All right, you know, I want to go ahead and put it out there. I'm doing the show solo, you know, now. I guess Mr. Marcus and I, you know what I'm saying, had fallen out of words, you know, over some petty shit. And I just keep it real with y'all because I look at y'all as my, you know what I'm saying, family on here. So, you know, right now I'm on the solo, you know. I wish that man the best of luck. You know, Lady D, you know, things just didn't work out, you know. You can't have two bosses in the same building, you know what I'm saying, especially when one boss, you know what I'm saying, had a title and wish that'd be me. So, you know, we'll wish that sister the best of luck also, you know. But when it comes to spanking your kids, man, I want to put out there, some people actually have an issue with spanking their children, which I don't understand why. Because of the simple fact, if you can't discipline your child, then what's the issue? If you can't discipline your child. So, you know, they feel like, and I think when it comes to people disciplining their child, their children or whatever, they when they don't discipline as far as giving spankings on the butt, on the hand, however you want to do it, that, you know, you have children that grow up to be rebellious or whatever. Me, I didn't appreciate getting my butt whooped back in the day, but I'm going to say it like this right here. At the same time, as an adult, I call my mother and I thanked her for those whoopings because I'm not out here killing nobody, robbing nobody, or nothing like that there. So, you know, I mean, at one point in time, you got to get a whooping. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple partners that said their mother have never, you know what I'm saying, or father never put their hands on them. I got a call coming in right now, so we're going to see what's going on this laid-back Wednesday, see what's going on. You on the JVS, what's your name, where you calling from?
What you just say about Lady D?
I said, you know, we had, you know, Lady D had to, you know what I'm saying, she chose to fall back.
Yeah, but you said it's two bosses or something, it can only be one boss. I thought I was a boss or something. When your wife was the one who was talking shit.
Say that again.
You didn't even
handle the situation.
If you're going to say something on the air, nigga, won't you tell the whole truth? Your bitch was talking shit.
Wow. You see how people, you know what I'm saying, act on the show, man. That is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to be mature about the situation, the things that, you know what I'm saying, happen, you know what I'm saying? Oh, misunderstandings. We wish Lady D the best, you know what I'm saying, in her ball situation. So with that being said, man, we just going to keep moving with the show. You know, we don't do drama over here, Jones Vlog Spot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we wish her the best. Big ups to her. So, anyhow, you know what I'm saying? The show goes on. Spanking your kids, you know what I'm saying? So, I want to know, you know, is it a big yes or a big no? You know, what do y'all think? You know what I'm saying? Like, she talking about my bitch or whatever. I don't get any talk like that. You know, I'm too grown for that. You know, you don't do that. She said her last remark to me was that she was a boss, so she's going to be, I'm going to let her be a boss. You know, so big ups to her. So when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, spanking your kids, ladies and gentlemen, like I was saying, when I was a shorty, man, you know, I didn't agree. I mean, I was a knucklehead. I was a little straight knucklehead. And when it came to me getting in trouble and stuff like that, I said, man, you know, I didn't appreciate the things that I got whoopings for, but, you know what I'm saying, I wound up appreciating, you know what I'm saying, the whoopings that I did get. So, that's what that was. I'm going to pause for 1 second. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a little small, you know what I'm saying, break, and I'll get back with y'all in just a second.
Poppin' champagne. Oh, yeah,
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm back. I had to take a small little break, you know what I'm saying? It's a misunderstanding I take, once again. I take Lady D's, think I'm dissing her or whatever. I'm not. I was saying, you know, she was stating that she was a boss. So I'm giving her props as a boss. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it's like, okay, don't go ahead and be your boss. You know, just saying over here, it only can be one over here. So you know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing you, little mama. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on that. You know what I'm saying? Me and you, we throwback. You know what I'm saying? So just for the record, we better than that. I'm not beefing with you at all. You know, so, you know, I was giving you props saying if you're going to be a boss, be a boss. That's where I'm at, too old for all that beef and stuff. You know, and I'm not trying to do no drama with you or nothing like that. You still my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can take that however you want. I was not dissing you. I was giving you props. I was giving my cousin props, like big ups. I just said we had an argument, you know what I'm saying, and he took it elsewhere. That's what it was. I'm not dissing none of y'all. I still got mad love for y'all. My cousin's my cousin. That's my blood. Lady D, you and I go back. So, you know what I'm saying, as homies. So, you know, I'm not beefing with y'all. My topic is spanking your kids. Now, if you know what I'm saying, you want to chop that up, you know what I'm saying, on the show, as far as spanking your kids, then, you know what I'm saying, we can chop it up, you know what I'm saying, on that level. But I got, like, this is my business right here, like, literally, you know what I'm saying, my profession right here. So, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to argue with you or whatever. You know, you can always hit me on the text or on the phone. I'm not about to beef with you over a misunderstanding that over the whole situation that happened, you know what I'm saying, this weekend, which I told you, you know what I'm saying, I felt like he's a good asset to the show, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to leave that right there. Now, as I was saying, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to discipline and their children, you know, they fall short when it comes to discipline because of the simple fact that some parents are not even ready to be parents, and they don't know how to come towards their children. And sometimes some people go too far when it comes to spanking their children. So with that, man, I believe in spanking my children. You know, I don't go too far, nothing like that. And it's like, okay, when I spank my children, it's like I got to be fed up with spanking my children. So, you know, it's like very crazy when it comes, you know, to me and mine. You know, I think my kids is less than me, though. Like, you know, Pops ain't going to do nothing or whatever. And I remember one trip, I'm going to go down memory lane with it. I remember as a shawty, I got to scrap it with my pops because he tried to whoop me because of the simple fact I didn't agree with him. Like I said, I was a knucklehead. So, you know, that's what that was. And I regretted that because that dude had the strength of like 5 LeBron Jameses and stuff right there. So, you know, I couldn't deal with it. So, man. But, yeah, on a better note, though, we have PR. You know what I'm saying, to be in the building, that's public, you know what I'm saying, relations, for those who don't know. Her name is Alicia, and she's representing artists like Jay Perry, which should be on the show pretty soon. Y'all should check her out. She'll be on Alicia will be on the show pretty soon, I think around about like 7:15, actually. And, you know, I interview her, you know, let her promote her business and stuff online, you know, and see what's going on with her in the industry and stuff like that. I want to apologize for the discrepancy earlier, just a misunderstanding with a homie. But, you know, this is Jones Blog Spot brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Number to call is 347-857-1230. You know, today's topic is spanking your kids. You know, so I just want to get y'all opinions on how y'all feel about that situation when it comes to spanking your kids and stuff like that. Are you for spanking your kids? Are you against, you know what I'm saying, spanking your kids? I remember last week well, I believe that was last week when Lady D and I, my Uncle Jimbo, was speaking on the show or whatever. You know, we actually put a kid on the phone, and misunderstanding. I'm gonna say misconstrued. There, though, I said a lot of things that was misconstrued with the young man over the phone, and my Uncle Jim, you know, he lost his cool because of the simple fact he felt it was totally disrespect. And you know, back in my day, if somebody was to tell my mother that I talked like that or whatever, or was texting like that, if texting was the thing back then, she got in my ass like a gerbil, man. Like, no talk. My mother didn't play, man. She was one of them, you did what? I'm going to bust that ass type thing. So, you know, that was crazy. That was crazy. So for those of you just know, y'all, I see that's coming in now. For those of you that's coming in now, today's topic is spanking your kids. Yes or no, are you against it? You know, for those who listening online, I appreciate that. You know, the love and the support. Keep doing your thing, but please feel free to call. I have no problem chopping it up with y'all at all because I look at y'all like y'all family. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here tripping because, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing this on my solo right now. So, you know, my just chilling. Spanking your kids is a yes or no thing. You know what I'm saying? Give details. Even though I discipline my children, it's like I'd rather my old lady do it because, you know what I'm saying, it's like I laugh sometimes when they get, you know what I'm saying, when they get their whoopers and stuff like that. That's just me. Because I actually hate giving whoopings, but I'm four kids getting whoopings. I don't know if that sounds backwards or not, but, you know, that's just how I got down or whatever. So, you know, when they do come to whoopings, there is a thing of going too far, going overboard. You know, there's a thing of disciplining your child, and there's also a thing of child abuse. So, you know, child abuse is anything like if there's marks left behind you discipline your kid, or, you know, even though going too far as the child going to the school and telling the principal or the teacher that, you know, you're abusing them. And I've actually heard stories of where a parent didn't even actually put their hands on their kids, and they made up a story of, you know, their parents, you know, abusing them, and, you know, it caused children's services getting into the equation, which that's foul, you know. And like it's good to let your children know when it comes to children's services that they're going to take you away from your home 9 times out of 10 when you make allegations like that. So sometimes it's good for them to just deal with what comes in the territory of being disciplined. So, you know, I want to cover that too because, you know, that's foul. I was a runaway. I mean, like, all types of stuff, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't want to face responsibility when I was shouted when it came to getting whooping. And when I ran away, my mama caught me. Well, right away, she called me. I mean, like, even some of the police took me home, like, you need to whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, like, you have to face your responsibility when it comes to kids. I mean, like, even when you're stressed. And sometimes I'm not going to make it seem like children's services is always a bad cause because it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes if a child is actually being abused, it is best to go to report what's going on to children's services. Like, once again, I know what abuse is. If you punch your child in the face, punch your child in the chest, or any, you know what I'm saying, thing like that right there, then, you know, that's considered child abuse. If you choke your child or anything like that, that's considered child abuse. Okay, now if you take a belt or switch and you put, you know what I'm saying, put it to their posterior or they ass or whatever, that, you know, that's a whooping if you're not leaving marks. So, you know, just y'all be on the lookout for, you know, what you do. I mean, even the way you talk at some point in time, you know, the way you talk to your child, it could be a sign of abuse also. That's verbal abuse. Just like, you know what I'm saying, in a relationship with domestic violence, there's such thing as verbal domestic violence. So y'all be careful of that too also. So like I said, this is Jones Blog Spot, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones. Number to call is 347-857-1230. Today's topic is spanking your kids, yes or no. I'm always open for y'all opinions. You know what I'm saying? See what y'all got to say on here, right? On a topic, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, those listening, you know what I'm saying, online also. And like I said, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed as far as the conversation earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, my show is not based on no type of drama at all, man. You know, I try to problem solve over here. You know, so I'm kind of embarrassed, so that's why I keep pausing and stuff like that. So forgive me for that, you know what I'm saying, outburst. So, you know, like I tried to, just try to get understanding and stuff like that, man. So I got a call coming through right now. So we're going to take this call and see what's popping. All right. You on the JVS, what's your name, where you calling from?
Yes, my name is Mika. I'm calling from Cleveland, Mississippi. What's the topic?
Oh, okay. What's up, Mika? Calling from North Central Cleveland, Mississippi. Today's topic is spanking your kids. Yes or no? Are you with? I'm gonna tell you where it comes from. First of all, okay. Like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, I was listening like Sirius XM, and they said it was reported on the news that a 10-year-old kid, that was a 10-year-old male, he called the police on his parents, well, on his mother, because she made him go to bed. And so I was saying, like, damn, that's kind of messed up, you know. So I'm like, I hope she whooped his ass. So, you know, it made me bring in, like, you know, should we, you know what I'm saying, whoop our kids, you know what I'm saying? Some say yes, some say no. So that brings me to you. When it comes to disciplining your kids, are you for spank? I'm gonna just say whooping, because that's what it is. Black people say whooping. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Are you for whooping your kids or no?
I'm for whooping my kids. Don't do something on your head, bullshit. I'm for whooping my kids. I do not believe in spanking the rod to spoil the child. I have a 14-year-old boy, and I have an 11-year-old girl. My son, I tend to kind of stray away from, you know, doing the physical thing with him. But, you know, if a push comes to a shove, or, you know, a situation presents itself, I still will, you know, because I'm still mama. I don't believe in not spanking my kids. But I believe that, you know what I'm saying, there is an age and a time, you know what I'm saying, when you should kind of pull back from the physical and do more, you know what I'm saying, more talking and, you know, sitting down and, you know, taking privileges away and stuff.
You know what, you just said something that was pretty, I think that was pretty key. You said there's a certain, you do believe that there's a certain age. So I'm going to ask you, you know, what age do you believe is that? That was actually damn good, actually. When do you think is that cutoff age to stop, you know, giving your kids a whooping or whatever?
I'm thinking when they get to going through puberty, I'm thinking like maybe 13, 14. I think it's time to kind of, you know, pull all the way back, you know, on the physical and the belt and stuff. Not saying, you know, you should pull the stop all together, you know, because, it, you know, they're growing and they are still children. But I just feel like, you know, there comes a time, you know, when they reach those teenage years, you know, when you can, you know, you can kind of be more demonstrative to them, you know what I'm saying, show them life lessons, and you can talk more to them, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, you know, doing the physical thing with them. I think age 13, 14, you can kind of pull back.
That is crazy. You said 13, 14, because I think, shit, my mama was with me when I was like 16, 17.
Oh, wow, really?
I think I was still getting was whooping when I was 16 or 17.
Wow, shame on your mom. She must have been pitiful. Shame on her. And I also feel like gender has a lot to do with it also. I think I'm pretty much going to be, you know, pretty strict. And I feel like it's like pretty non-negotiable with my daughter. I'm gonna always be, you know, more strict with her. You know what I'm saying? Probably more physical with her also, as opposed to my son. You know, I think that, you know, I think it's really important. You know what I'm saying? When a boy gets to be, you know, 13 and 14, I don't think, you know, it's really necessary to, you know what I'm saying, to keep putting your hands on them, you know, whatever, belt, whatever. I don't think that's really just necessary. I think gender has a lot to do with it also.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Cause so, okay, in the situation with the little dude that called the police on his mother, you know, for me, it was literally on a dispatch call that, you know, he was calling because his mama made him go to bed. It wasn't said that she whooped him or, you know, abused him anyway. It was the fact that she literally made him go to bed. And it was like she made him go to bed like at 10 o'clock. And I guess he wasn't ready. So he's like, oh, fuck that. I'm calling the police or whatever. So, I mean, in a situation like that, as a mother, how would you have handled that situation?
I'd have gave him something to call the police for me myself. I'd have gave him something. I'd probably whoop his ass. And then, you know, and with that, you know, that parent and that child and that particular incident, that kind of says a lot to me. If your child, if you, you know, telling your child, you know, to go to bed at 10 o'clock and you know, he's 10 years old or whatnot, and he's having a problem with that so much so that he needs to feel like he has a need to, you know, to get the law involved in that, I feel like probably that parent has probably been a little bit too lenient on that child from day one. Because, I mean, that's just kind of ridiculous to me. You know, she that parent must have been letting that child get away with an awful lot.
And I was saying previous, like, at the beginning of my show, I was saying this right here. I'm like, some kids have not even experienced, you know, saying, having a, taking a whooping. You know, and I think that plays a big, humongous role in as far as how they're coming up as far as with their parents, because I know some children that feel that they're privileged, they tend to talk to their parents crazy, or they send threats, you know what I'm saying, like sneak shots to the parents or whatever like that. So I'm for whooping, you know. So I hate to be the person to give the whooping, you know, because I low key feel bad. But at the same time, when I see a kid get a whooping, it's funny as hell to me. Like literally, I laugh to myself. I remember one incident. My daughter was getting a whooping, and she ran up. Where she ran up the steps running away from her mama. You know
what I'm saying? Wow.
So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying I was laughing at that situation.
Also, I think it's good to, you know, keep in mind also, and I hate people like this, but I'm about to do it. I hate people that use the Bible as a scapegoat, you know what I'm saying, I hate people that use the Bible as a scapegoat to kind of prove their point or enforce their opinion, but in this case, I am a firm believer in, you know, if you train a child in the way it should go, the child should never depart. You know, if you start a child off with rules, limits, and boundaries, you know, and let them make it clear to them and raise them, you know, to know that there's, you know, different choices in life and there's different boundaries in life, then I feel like that child, you know, that child will carry that with them, you know, throughout their lives. You know, it's just like everything starts, and it's your first rules and boundaries, it's at home. You know what I'm saying? And all the way up until when you get permits, you know what I'm saying, that you don't operate motor vehicles. You just can't go outside, crank up a car, and just run every stop sign you see. You know what I'm saying? There's rules. I mean, as soon as you step outside your door, there's rules. So it starts at, you know, it starts at home. Your first rules are at home. And I think it's always good to instill that in a child. That way when they're 18 and they go their separate way and it's really, really time for them to get their wings and fly and cut the umbilical cords, you know, so to speak, you know, they're always, you know, it's instilled in them that they have boundaries, they have rules, there's discipline, there's authority. You have to instill that in them.
Okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost there with that. You know, so, I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know, I do feel like you have to, you know, pray, you know what I'm saying, try, you know what I mean, because once a kid get a certain age, their mind is very made up on how, what the things that they're going to do. So I do feel like us as parents, we do need to stick to trying to raise our kids, you know what I'm saying, to our best capabilities. You know,
yeah.
To always try to instill in them to be better than what you are. And if the lifestyle you live, if they see you trying to live a straight and narrow, hopefully that'll influence them to try to, you know, run a straight and narrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you got to keep in mind also, you know, the breed of kids that, you know, that we're dealing with today, I mean, it's like nothing like it was when I was coming up. This is a different breed children. I mean, it's a totally different breed. You have the kids, they talk back more. They challenge you more. You know, they fight back more. You know, it's not like it was when I was growing up. It's nothing like it was when I was growing up. I think definitely discipline is most definitely the physical thing. It's definitely necessary in my household, and I feel like all parents should kind of utilize it.
Yeah, I agree with what you said right there too. So, man, with that being said, so okay, let me ask you this right here. You know, and you can go, you know, yo in depth or how far you want to go, whatever. Okay, when you was growing up, you know, your mother, was she, you know what I'm saying, an ass whoop or just a talker, or, you know what I'm saying, a talk while I'm whooping your ass type person?
Wow, good question. My mom was actually like over and way over and beyond. My mom was like brutal, you know, just in a bad way. She was really brutal. She was extremely physical. She was extremely verbal. The way I was raised, I try to, you know, steer away from that, you know, with my children. I always, of course, I want better for them, and I'm sure she wanted better for me. But the way my mom went by disciplining me was like way, it was abuse. It was child abuse.
Wow.
And so I don't encourage that by any means, you know, in any household, you know, with any parent and child. I don't encourage that at all. But I feel like, you know, as far as the taking privileges away and sometimes just having to, you know, just do tough love, I feel like that's absolutely necessary. When I was growing up, my mom was just, you know, she abused me. I was physically abused really bad.
Okay, so in most cases, I know, you know, I find doing it to my children at certain points in time, how we, the way we was raised, you know what I'm saying, towards our parents, we usually take that, you know, and raise our children. So do you find yourself using tactics that your mother used when you was a kid, or you feel that you steered completely 110% away from the way that she brought you up?
Well, actually, because I didn't know better at first when I had my children, I think I was a little bit over the top. But, I mean, it didn't take me long at all to go ahead and come to grips and terms with that. And, I mean, I did a whole 360. And I only do it when it's necessary. It has to be an extreme situation for me to even do the physical thing. But I pretty much, I try to talk to my kids and, you know, I may put them in a situation to make them see something different, maybe to demonstrate something out. You know, I don't use different things, grab different things. My mother, she just kind of, whatever she got her hands on, that's what it was. That's like abuse, you know. That can ruin a child mentally.
Yeah, that's not like abuse. That is abuse, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't do that with my children. You know, at first, you know, I think I was going a little bit over the top. But, you know, like I said, it didn't take me no time to kind of recognize what was going on. And so I took it upon myself to kind of change. I changed the cycle. I changed the cycle. And I speak with, I talk with my kids. I sit down. You know, we have family meetings, and, you know, they critique me. I critique them, you know, because at the end of the day, I think a line of communication in each household, you know, needs to put into their kids that, you know, we need to talk to their kids and make their kids understand, you know, I'm a parent, but I'm a human too, you know. I'm a human just like you are, and I can make a mistake. You know, a parent does not give you, you know, just the green light of, you know, perfection. You know, you make mistakes too. So me and my children, they talk about me and they critique me. I talk about them and critique them. And so we'll all be on the same page. Everybody will be happy. You know, everybody's taking steps, you know, together. I'm not above them, or, you know what I'm saying? I don't want them behind me. I want us all to just, you know, see eye to eye.
Okay.
But at the same time, they need to, they know I'm mama.
Okay, I feel that. So it's and with that being actually with that being said right there, that you made some good valid points. With that being said, that you should know, and this is just opinion, you know, that as parents, something we all should do, let our children know that we there for them as not only as their parent, but you want them to see you as a helping friend, not as one of them friends you could try to get over on, you know. So
yeah, we're not gonna drink together. We're not gonna smoke together. You know what I'm saying? I'm not their friend in that aspect. But you know, there are things that, you know, that I know they're gonna go through, and they don't need me to always be their 100% mama. They need me sometimes to, you know, not talk so much, but, you know, sometimes listen and then, you know, relate to them. You know, I feel like every household should always have that bond. You know. You know, they should always communicate 100%, you know, and then I'm more or less like this. I would rather my children critique me on my faults and my flaws as opposed to probably anyone else, you know, because one thing about it, I think it would hurt more coming from them, but I know it'll always be the truth, you know. They wake up to me, they go to sleep to me, you know what I'm saying? Who better to critique my personality and, you know what I'm saying, help me see, you know, what I can change in me than my children, you know, as opposed to an outside person, a no-name brand person on the street. You know, these are actually human beings that, you know, they're with me 24 hours, you know, with the exception of them being in school.
Okay, I most definitely feel that. I'm with you right there, because I know, you know, like once upon a time when you try to let your child know, and you have to break that situation down, that, you know, when you come at them like you're their friend also, they try to, you know, like you said, you're not going to smoke or drink with them, you know. But I'm somebody you can also talk to. You don't have to also always look at me as your mom or your daddy type, you know what I'm saying, thing. A lot of kids take that the wrong way. And I think that we have to like literally, you know, let them know like what we mean by that right there.
Exactly. I'm not going to say I'm the best parent in the whole wide world. I would like to be that way one day, and I hope it doesn't be too long or too late. But I'm not going to say I'm the best parent, but I do. I give it 100. I try my hardest. I try my hardest, and I critique myself as well. I'm always critiquing myself along the way, like, you know, did I say that too harsh, or did I hurt their feelings, or, you know, I'm always critiquing myself, you know what I'm saying? So when I critique myself, then, you know what I'm saying, that just triggers me to just go to them, you know, did I say that the right way, or, you know, could I have said that different? You know, sometimes, you know, they just let me know because we so cool, you know. It's like, well, you know, nah, mama, you know, I was just wrong, you know, you did it right and you was frustrated, this, that, and the other. Sometimes, like, yeah, mama, you kind of went over the top with that one. You know, I'm always critiquing myself, you know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure me and my kids, we just got this bond that we'll always be all right, we'll always be okay, no matter what.
Okay, that's cool. At this point in time, I got a special guest calling in, so I'm going to place you on hold until you listen to the show, all right?
All righty.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I'm your host, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones. This is Jones Vlog Spot, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Number to call is 347-857-1230. Today's topic is spanking your kids. At this point in time, I got, you know what I'm saying, a PR up in the building, you know, that we about to put on the line. Her name is Alicia. Before we bring her in, I want to welcome her to the JVS by giving her a round of applause. Well, okay, here we go. Alicia, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the JVS.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, no problem. Okay, Alicia is a PR, you know. I want to thank you for doing the show, first of all.
No problem. You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I've checked you out a couple times on Twitter. And, you know, I see you doing your thing. So at this time, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about you, about what you do.
Well, as you said, I do PR, publicity, public relations, all in the same arena for the music and entertainment industry. Been doing it for 6 years full time, my own company, KAC Images and You. I've worked with many people, many events, Trina, K. Michelle, Rocco, CTE, B. Cox, Rico Love, and I can go on.
That's what's
that's
up.
That's just me in a nutshell.
Okay, okay. So let me ask you this right here. You said you've been doing it for 6 years, which that's a while. So let me ask you this right here. What was your passion? What drove you to, you know, to be want to be a PR?
Honestly, it really just landed in my lap. I'm just going to be honest. I went to school for marketing. I minored in PR. I actually fell in love with the overall concept and the role of what a public relations professional does by meeting with an Army PR representative. He was one of my professors in school, and I fell in love with what he did. I thought it was amazing, you know, being he was basically the talent behind the talent, the image that got that particular brand to where they are, and I thought it was amazing what he did. I fell in love with it. But even then in school, I didn't even think that I would do this as far as a career. I ended up moving to Atlanta in 2005, just changing my scenery, originally from the Midwest, and as I was promoting...
Oh, you went from the Midwest?
Yes.
What part of the Midwest?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, well, I'm over here in Dayton right now. You was a neighbor. Okay, go ahead. Keep doing your thing, sister. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. And then from there, as I was promoting a book that I had put out, and I ended up meeting someone that owned the magazine. I ended up starting to work with them as far as on the writing, networking with a lot of individuals in the industry, et cetera. They just assumed I was either a stylist or a publicist. And it kind of grew from there. Like, I ended up meeting, first people I actually end up sitting with and meeting, and they took me in with Akon and Devine Stevens. From there, it just grew. I mean, it just went on its own. I opened my company, and the rest is the rest.
Okay, I want to say congrats on your company. You know,
thank you.
That's what's up. For a lot of new upcoming artists, when it comes to scouting or whatever, you know what I'm saying? What is it that you look for? Because a lot of upcoming artists do not, they think like just because they could rap or sing, that's all they need. I mean, what is it that you actually look for?
I mean, as far as what I look for or what the artist should look for?
Both. Let's just say both.
Okay,
as
far as when I'm selecting to take on clients or considering to take on a project, I mean, it just has to be something within there that I believe in. I have to believe in that project. You know, I don't take on projects just for money. I've never taken on projects for money. I have to see something within that talent or within that project, and I will look in depth of it. I mean, I will look at the music. When we're talking about an artist, I will look at the music. I will look at their presentation as far as with themselves. I will look at what they've done thus far, if they've done anything as far as PR-wise. I will look at any opportunities that I see. I look at, you know, do they have a team or are they just their own team? And if they're their own team, what have they done on their own? Look at how they are on social media. I look at a lot when it comes to taking on clients. Like, I kind of do an overview just to see, because I need to know what I can do with that project. And again, if I'm part of the creative process, I need to make sure that I know fully in depth about that talent and what they've done and what they need assistance with. Have they had any media training, et cetera? So it's kind of like I look at everything, everything.
Okay.
I look at their style. I look at everything because, again, if I can encompass anything else outside of just them being musical talent, then I'm going to do that. And that's what I've been known to do. So I try to look at the whole scope of the actual brand itself and then go from there. Now, as far as with an artist, what they need to look for, as far as just a team in general, overall, build a team that believes in them, period. Build a team that believes in them and that they know they have the right relationships and or networks to connect the dots or to assist them to connect the dots. Obviously, definitely consider management. Consider a production management. Consider the publishers. But you want to make sure that you do your own research as well. See if they have experience with just working with, you know, already named artists, or do they have experience with both indie artists and major artists? Do they have experience with online presentation and promotions? Do they have experience in social media, and how are they on their own social media? Do they have experience in editorial work? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, I mean, you just got to kind of do your research. And also have a conversation with that individual. Did they actually take time to listen to your music? Or did they actually take time to research you, et cetera? You want to know who you're dealing with, I mean, as always. So you want to make sure that they've done their homework as well on you. And then, of course, have a budget, because PR is definitely not free in any manner.
Okay.
And it can be expensive, but at the same time, it could be rewarding.
Well, I understand that because, I mean, you know, nobody's going to work for free. I mean, unless you just have a big heart, a very big heart. So let me ask you this as far as your career. Yo, you said you first started out, your first person you worked with was Akon, correct?
Well, that was the first person that I met. I actually did not work full-time with him. I did a couple little things with him and for him when he was first starting out. Well, not when he was first starting out, when he was first getting that significant buzz. But he actually sat with me in the studio. He talked to me. I talked to him. We discussed the overall industry and what he loved about it. He showed me what he did. And I mean, we were in the studio 6-7 in the morning, didn't even realize it, just because I was so in awe by what he showed me, and he introduced me to a lot of people. So I thank him and Divine any chance that I get, because they actually were the ones to really push me to want to do it.
Okay. Okay. Now, with that being said, my question to you is, okay, like, how do you hold your composure? Like, you said you've worked with several artists. It's like, so I'm going to say your first artist is always your most memorable half of the time. That's just about anything you do. Your first thing you do and just about anything is almost that most memorable. So your first thing, like, okay, this is Akon, you know, what was your reaction? Like, do you try to hold your composure like, yeah, I feel you? Or do you just answer, oh, my, like, dude, you Akon? Like, so how was it?
Honestly, I really played it, or, you know, at least I tried to play it so cool and humble. But I don't think I really had one of those moments where I'm like, oh, my gosh. Actually, I take that back. I did have one of those moments one time. But by then, you know, I was already experiencing what I do, but I still had one of those moments. It was actually at the Hip Hop Awards last year, talking to 50 Cent, I actually had a moment with him. But other than that, No, I haven't had like a, oh my gosh, you know what I mean, type, oh my gosh, I'm around this person type moment. I haven't had that yet. I haven't.
It's good. Okay, so with that being said,
I'm just grateful just to be around individuals who have heard of me or who compliment me or who say, you know, I can finally put a face to the name. You know, like, to me, that is, like, that makes me so grateful. And just that alone is just rewarding, just to hear that kind of stuff. Like, I was on, one year I was on a red carpet with Snoop Dogg, and he actually made a comment like that to me. So it was just kind of interesting just to kind of get that kind of feedback.
You know, so that means when you hear that, that means you're doing your thing. And, you know,
I'm trying.
Ain't nothing wrong, you know what, and over here at JVS, because it's hard. I mean, doing the independent thing is most definitely, you know, it's not easy, you know, because there's nobody that's going to believe in you the way you believe in what you do, period. So, you know, like, you said this is your business, and I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate what you do, you know, I mean, because if it makes you happy, that's the only thing that matters, you know, at the end of the day. And
I'm a multitasker, though. I mean, I'm grateful. I'm thankful that I can say I've been in business. You know, it's been ups and downs, but I've been in business for 6 years. I've expanded within that 6 years. I'm actually...
She dropped. I hope she called back. Her line dropped. That was Alicia, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I did not know she's out of Columbus. You know, her call dropped. Hopefully, she'll call back in. But, yes, this is I'm your host, Peanut, a.k.a. Mr. Jones. This is the Jones Vlog Spot with the V, not a B. You know, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. And the number to call in is 347-857-1230. Today's topic is spanking your kids. So what I want to know, you know, with that being said, are y'all with? Okay, here's Alicia. She's calling back in now.
Just an asset.
Yes, he has technical difficulty right there.
But no, I'm just thankful that I can really say that I've actually been in business for how long I've been in business, as well as I've met some wonderful PR colleagues along those lines. I've met some wonderful talent, and that's just not even just in the music. You know, I've been grateful enough to work with Cam Newton. You know, so I've been blessed. I will say that, been blessed. And this year I'm expanding. I'm planning on taking on a couple international artists, as well as I'm trying to expand more into the TV world.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm most definitely, you know, proud of you over here. I support your move. So how can the listeners and upcoming artists, you know, get in contact with your business?
Really just hit me on Twitter. Hit my company up on Twitter. KAC Images PR, and then it's Alicia, AlEeshaCPR.
Okay, now dealing with today's topic. Okay, I don't know if you have kids or not, but today's topic.
Yes, I am a single mother. I have two boys.
You said you have two boys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see where you go with this. Spanking your kids, yes or no?
I can't hear you.
Today's topic is spanking your kids.
Spanking my kids?
Yes or no?
Of course. Yes, definitely. And not be afraid. I'm not saying just do it leisurely, but definitely when it's needed, definitely. My kids, you know, they're teens now, so we got to go about a little bit of different. But yes,
but.
Definitely.
That's what's up. Okay, Alicia, I'd like to say thank you for, I want to take up all your time. I know you're busy out here in this world, in these streets. I want to say thank you for doing my show, you know, getting your business out there. We support you over here at Jones Vlog Spot. You're welcome to call anytime, and I'm pretty sure we should be dealing with each other in the future. I don't know, like I said, thank you, you know, and you always
no problem.
Jones Vlog Spot. I'll catch you on the flip side. Thank you for calling in. This is Alicia, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? We're going to throw you the deuces, all right?
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Bye.
All right. That was Alicia calling in from KMC Imaging. You know, she's doing her thing out here. She said she's an Ohioan, a native Ohioan, if I said that properly. And she moved down to Atlanta, you know, and, you know, she started doing her own thing. You know, she said she's been in her business 6 years. And I'm going to tell y'all, you know, like this, no matter what type of business you in, whether it's entertainment, it's, you know, a cleaning service, a phone sex service or whatever, I don't care. What I'm saying to y'all is this right here. Nobody's going to believe in you or your project, you know what I'm saying, more than you're going to believe in yourself. So with that being said, I'm saying y'all push whatever y'all endeavor is to the limit. You know, don't let the sky be y'all limit, you know. And we can't jump and touch the sky, so it's going to be work. So y'all continue to do it all, whatever y'all have to do. Get y'all hustle on. Like Jay-Z said, you can't knock the hustle. So, you know, I support anybody, no matter what race or ethnicity you are, you know, that's doing your thing. Continue to do it. Like I said, nobody's going to hustle harder than you. Even Kevin Hart said that with his, you know what I'm saying, when he was coming up also. I have a call coming in, so I'm going to take this call, you know, ladies and gentlemen. So hold on. You're on the JBS. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Marcia calling from Dayton.
What's going on, Marcia calling from Dayton? What's going on with you?
I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
Oh, you know, it's a hump day. You know, it's laid back Wednesday, so I'm laid back, you know what I'm saying, sipping on my yak. What's going
okay.
on?
I got excited because I think you just had the PR for my girl, Jay Perry.
Yeah, yes, there was PR for Jay Perry.
Okay. So
Jay
my
Perry
question to you is,
soon.
When we going to hear from Miss Perry?
I'm going to have to call and hit Alicia back, you know, because Jay Perry was actually supposed to be on Monday's show, but I believe she was recording, and they had to reschedule.
Oh.
So she's actually going to be on the song, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, to be announced. But
well,
she will be
really,
on.
Really, really looking forward to that because I am a huge fan of Jay Perry. That is my girl. You know, I wear her all the way out.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
But I wanted to respond to the question of the day, too. What was the question of the day?
Okay, the question of today is, today's topic is spanking your kids, yes or no?
Now, you already know. You already know my philosophy. Well,
no, I don't. So, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you share it with the world?
Well, I definitely believe in spanking the kids. I do not believe in abusing the children, though. And some mothers sometimes get that confused because you'll see mothers in public slapping their kids all in the face, hitting them all in the mouth. And to me, you don't do that to your kids because I remember growing up, and if we said or did something my mama didn't like, especially like talking back or getting into the wrong person's conversation, we got hit straight in the mouth.
Yeah, I can't say I did too.
We got hit straight in the mouth with the back of her hand. And one thing I learned from that was as a child, I remember thinking, I wish I could slap her back.
Thanks.
So, not that I would ever try it, you know. Not that I would ever try it, but I just remember as a kid thinking that, like, oh, I wish I could slap her back. So I don't think it's cool to slap your kids in the face or hit them in the mouth or anything like that. But the Bible says, "There arise for the child." So if you don't whoop your kids, then they will grow up and they will become disrespectful. I mean, a lot, your kids can become unsuccessful because you chose not to whoop them growing up. And I'm not trying to be funny, but you see that with a lot of white kids who don't get whoopings, who don't get disciplined. They grow up and kill their parents, beat their parents up, talk back to their parents and stuff like that. Little black kids, we're not allowed to do that. We wasn't allowed to do that. So I'm for the whoopings. Whoop the kids if they ain't learning.
That's how I feel that, you know what I'm saying? Well, okay, let me bring to you, you know, what brought up this topic. I want to see what, you know, your opinion is on this right here. Okay, it was on the news, which I heard, you know, it was reported on the news that a 10-year-old boy, he called the police on his mother because she made him go to bed. So, you know, my question to you is, like, in a situation like that, how would you have handled it after the police was called?
Well, first off, the mother should have got fined for that, and she should have been held responsible for not having control over her child, because that was a waste of the police's time. They should have been out fighting crime, and here they are coming to your house because you don't want to go to bed. So I would have told that behind up. I would have definitely told that behind up, because that is out of order. I've heard parents say that their children have threatened to call children's services or the police and stuff like that. But like I said, it's a difference between abuse and discipline. You have to learn what the parameters are where you live. For instance, where we live at, if as long as you hit the child below the waist and you don't hit the child with your hand, and you don't leave a bruise, then you're well within your rights to discipline the child. So in other words, I can whoop my child's butt with the belt as long as I don't leave a bruise and as long as I don't use my hand. So if I was that mother, I would have exercised my rights as a mother. I would have told that hand up.
I mean, but okay, even with that being said, today, in today's world, you know, like, I think ever since I can't remember what the little guy, what the dude's name was, or whether it was a female. I'm pretty sure it's a male, though. He was the first person to, like, sue his parents or something like that.
You talking about the Home Alone dude?
Was that Macaulay Culkin?
I think so. But it was for, like, misappropriation of funds or something. I don't think it was for whoopings.
I mean, it wasn't for whoopings, but I'm saying, I think that issue right there alone opened, like, more doors for, like, malarkey, you know what I'm saying, with these kids.
Yeah, I think he divorced his parents, and I think it was Gary Coleman who sued his parents for misappropriation of funds. But, I mean, we didn't think about that. When I was growing up, we did not think about calling the police on our parents, you know, because we looked at our parents as the ultimate authority figure, you know, above the police, above anybody. If I got to answer to my mama, you know, I got to answer to my mama first, you know, my father. We didn't seek to try to get our parents in trouble. But what saddens me is they'll arrest you. In some instances, you can get arrested for whooping your kids or, you know, leaving a mark on your child. You can get your children taken away from you. But my thing is, why take these children out of the homes with their parents when they're just trying to discipline them, when they're going to just end up in the legal system? You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Very real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel what you're saying.
I'm not advocating for abuse, because some parents do take it overboard. I don't think that we sometimes understand our strength. You know, I remember getting hit in the mouth by my mom and looking in the mirror later on that day, I had a busted lip. I don't think he intentionally tried to bust my lip, but, you know, sometimes when you mouthy and you talking back to your parents, you might need to get busted in your mouth by your mom so you don't get busted in your mouth by nobody in the streets.
Because what she said was, I remember that, because she said, step up, and she going to bust your lip. You know what I'm saying? She gave you some of that brat action. You
don't
know?
Remember nothing.
Yeah, because she don't even know you. But
I didn't talk back to my mama growing up. I didn't do the things that I see kids do these days. I was scared of my mama. The fear,
like,
it still is, hell.
I mean, it's like this right here, like I was saying previous. You know, ever since you, a lot of these kids, that little situation of the divorcing from parents and people, I mean, kids finding ways to get at their parents, I think the judicial system has, like, got, like, mad out of control when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. You know, because of the simple fact, it's just like, This is a kid, you know, even taking it to the fact of the, you know, the little boy calling the police on his mama because she made him go to bed. I mean, even if you look at that, the police should have came out and encouraged Chuck to whoop his ass. But believe it or not, it was something actually did about that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, you know, which To the regular, you know what I'm saying, adult, you know what I'm saying, parent, we are looking at that shit like, for real, you know what I'm saying, I would have towed his little ass up or whatever, but please believe, I'm going to do a little bit more research on it, that kid, you know, he probably got away with the shit, you know what I'm saying, like, he has a right, you know what I'm saying, to call the cops, you know what I'm saying, but if he feels like you're mistreating him. Now, I'm not mistreating my kid. I'm sending his ass to bed. He got school
but
tomorrow.
But on the flip side of that, Mr. Jones, I have, you know, lived and around. Well, I'm just going to give you a scenario. My ex-neighbor across the street where I used to live used to literally verbally abuse her daughter. She would call her bitches. She would call her animal. I mean, the little girl would be outside playing. She was around the same age as my kids, you know, like 8, 7. And whenever she was ready for her to come in the house, she would scream out the door, you know, tell the little girl to come in the house. And if she didn't respond immediately, she got to calling her all out her name. Get your little ass in here and you're a bitch. I mean, silly bitch and you damn animal. I mean, she would be literally screaming and cussing her, you know, her kids out.
Wow.
Out in public, you know, for other people to hear. And I think that that's worse than physical abuse. When you calling your kids all out their name and cussing them out and embarrassing them in public and stuff like that, I don't think that that's right.
Okay, I feel that. I got another call coming through, so I'm gonna place you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. That was Marcia, ladies and gentlemen, you know, chopping it up with us on JBS. So I'm going to keep moving with the next caller. She's giving some insight, some good insight, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Marcia. You're on the Jones Vlog Spot. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Ruben. I'm calling from Dayton.
What's up, Ruben?
What's up, man? Yeah, I was calling in about spanking. I believe in... you know, if you spare that rod, you spoil the child. You know, I got a lot of beatings growing up, and they might call it child abuse today. You know, I mean, I think the worst thing, which we don't agree, is child abuse, is when my mom had a boyfriend that had came home from prison. They had a bowl of ammonia sticks on the kitchen table, and me and my older sister acted up. We had to sniff that, but that was the abuse. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I ain't never heard that like that. What the fuck
was
that?
Yeah, man, we got ass beef, man. It was all kind of shit. I mean, I remember Scott, me and my older sister skipped to school, right? She pulled up on us in our auntie car. We thinking our auntie done pulled. We about to get her to give us a ride. We like, ah. So all the kids on the school bus, they said, Ruben and Lydia wasn't on the school bus. So we get to the house, right? She hog tied me in my room, butt naked. With stockings, and how time older sister in her room butt naked with stockings. She going from room to room beating our ass, but we been walking all day skip to school. My legs was numb. All I could do was be like, okay, now what, man? I can't do nothing about it. I couldn't even feel it. But we beat our ass. We get our ass.
Well, he what?
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
But and we used to be like, and they didn't have the children's services like they got children's services now, but we used to like hear rumors of children's services or something at school, like or something. So we'd be like, we gonna call children's services. Our mama handed us the phone, and say, I dare you call them.
I literally tried to threaten my mother with that tactic when I was a little shoddy, because I was a knucklehead, and like I used to be a runaway. So I literally hit my mama with that, and I tell y'all the truth, man. She literally called Children's Services and said she's about to beat me till they get there. And that's what the fuck she did. She beat my ass until they got there. She barricaded the door so I couldn't run, you know what I'm saying, and get out the door and whoop my ass until Children's Services got there. If you want to call them, I'm going to call them. Children's Services did take me away. You know what I'm saying? But it was more like they gave me a ride, you know what I'm saying, the Children's Services and back. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
They
actually agreed with my mama back then, like, you know what I'm saying, he just, you know, trying to be rebellious, you know what I'm saying, rebel or whatever. So, you know, like, trust me, I feel you coming from, dog.
Me and my older sister Lydia, we should just look at each other. The phone being between us, we just looking at each other. Both of us scared to doubt a number. We neither one of us doubt numbers. But as far as I feel like the moral decay of with the children wilding out is as simple as this, man. And we keep as every generation keep pushing the envelope of what they can do, what they can get away with. You know what I'm saying? Morally. You know, as far as man marrying man, women marrying women, whatever. You know, they keep pushing the envelope. You know what I'm saying? And the generation coming up they got a lesser moral standard than we was brought up with. You know, because the generations keep pushing the envelope. Well, how far can I get away? What can I get away with? So, you know, in God's eyes, what can I get away with? You know, and so now generations coming up under us. You know, they pushing the envelope. It's lower. Their moral standards even lower. You know, because they've seen the adults in them push. You got lesbian couples got sons, but keep saying they don't want their sons to be gay. But that they see in this. You know, in the house. You know, and I'm thinking that's where we're losing that. And the Bible gets to talking about that too. About you know, it you may not see the end yet, but it's near because of the you know the. Being lovers of themselves and lovers of money and lovers of, you know, and it's the moral standard, you know, that word moral means something, you know, and if you ain't got none, what kind of society do we got, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't no morals, you know, if I can, you know, I mean, and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? I was telling my older brother that's married the other day, like, man, I want to get married. I said, but, you know, every woman I used to date, you know, back in the day, I was always boyfriend number two or something. And, you know, it's like I can't trust them. I'm trying to get a woman in church, but the women in church is trying to date every new member coming in. I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man.
Hey, new member coming.
You know? You know what I'm saying? I heard a woman tell a woman at the church the other day. I heard her say, "Dang, he only been a member 2 weeks. Don't suck his dick yet." I'm like, "Dang, is she?" I'm like, "Not her." I'm like, "She sucked her my dick too." I'm like, "Damn, I liked it her." I'm like, "Dang, you know, she's on the praise and worship." Damn, what's going on? So it's the morals, man. It's the moral standards, man. And, you know, and people get caught up, and it's just all about having the character of Christ. You want to say, well, his name is Yahshua. That's his Hebrew name. Satan likes to give us little things, you know, get our mind unfocused on getting that word. You know, I ain't going to church. They call him Jesus over there. I ain't going. They don't worship on Saturday. If anything to keep from getting that word, it's gonna, that's a trick of the enemy, you know. Not whooping our kids, that's a trick of the enemy. I need to beat that ass. I believe in beating that ass. My family... My granddaddy and them from the South, so they bring that kind of stuff up here with us. You get your last whooping at 17, you know, but some Southerners feel like you can still get one as long as you an adult living in your family member house, in your mama house. But I remember 17.
I believe I was 17 when I got my last whooping, man. No, you know what? I think I was 16 because I got my last whooping at high, I was in high school. And my mama whooped my ass in front of the, you know what I'm saying, the whole school, and I caught her hand, like, you can't do this shit to me no more, man. Nah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, man, I'm 17. My whole family been in church all my life. My granddaddy was a preacher. Well, it's a visiting church at our church on the corner of Blueberry and Arlene. I'm sitting, you know, about 4 or 5 rows back, kicking it with my dudes or whatever. Mama, like, be quiet. You know, so she tell me, be quiet. I'll be quiet. Then she said, sit in the front row. So she on the second row. I'm right in front of the preacher, bro. I'm 17, grown them up a church full. Women, females, I like everything. My mentor was there, all that shit. I'm sitting on the front row, 17. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I sit down, mama slapped fuck out of me, nigga, in the whole church. Like, the preacher was preaching, and he stopped. You know what I'm saying? That's how hard she slapped me. The church got quiet. I ain't say a word. I ain't let a tear drop. I was too much nigga for that. But she reached around and slapped fuck me. I'm sitting on the front row, nigga. The whole church stopped. The preacher was preaching. He stopped right in front of me. I mean, it was bad. We slapped fuck out of me. I ain't let a tear drop. And I was 17. I think that was the last time.
That's what's up. All right, dog.
My mentor was like, after church, he's like, man, you should have just got up and left. I'm like, damn. All right, but go ahead. I had to say that. My mentor was like, you should have just left, nigga. All right,
dog. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in. I'm about to get end my show out, bro. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Important move. You know what I'm saying? I'll holler at you.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? On Monday, most definitely. All
right, yes, sir.
All right, dog. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my man Ruben out of Dayton, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing. He, Dre, him and his daughter dropped a lovely poem last night. You know what I'm saying? Which, I tell them to keep doing their thing. But I'm Peanut. I'm your host, Peanut, aka Mr. Jones. I like to tell everybody thank you, you know, for listening online and showing the love, you know, for everybody that called in. Big ups to Alicia and her business. It's KMC, I think I'm saying it right. Imaging and stuff like that, man. She's an inspiration to me, you know. And I want to tell, because I'm doing this blog, I'm doing Jones Blogspot with my own dollar, you know. For those that don't know, you know, I'm doing this with my own dollar, you know, and it's gonna be people that start out with you in whatever endeavor you start with, that's not gonna end with you, because they probably don't take your move, what you're doing, as serious as you do, you know. But you know, you still show them love, you know, you still, you know, appreciate what they do. You know, Lady D, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna point that out, you know what I'm saying, to you again. You and I are good friends, and you know, I was not trying to insult you, you know what I'm saying, from the statement I was saying. I was saying that you are a boss, you know what I'm saying, that you said you are, and I never not, you know what I'm saying, what you saying as far as you saying you being a boss. I was saying I'm a boss to over here, you know what I'm saying. I wasn't knocking what you was doing, so you know what I'm saying, big ups to you. Big ups to my cousin, Mr. Marcus, you know what I'm saying, for whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever endeavor he's doing, you know what I'm saying, y'all got my support 110%, you know. But I'm going to keep moving over here, JVS, you know what I'm saying, hopefully in the future we can do some type of work together, you know. We still got Daisy on the team, which she should be, we should be doing the show Uncut on Saturday at 10 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. For those who don't know about Jones Blogspot Uncut, that's basically we somewhat uncut right here, you know what I'm saying, on Mondays and Wednesdays, but it get a little bit more intense, you know, on that Saturday at 10. So y'all be on the lookout for that. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, and that'll be what, 9 o'clock Central. And that'll be 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So y'all know what I'm saying, tune in to that, you know. And like I said, this is Jones Blogspot, you know, overall, you know, that new productions. Man, I see y'all, so some of y'all, you know what I'm saying, Saturday, and I see those who listen to the show faithfully on Mondays and Wednesdays. I see y'all, you know what I'm saying, next Monday. And like I said, you know, nobody's going to believe in nothing you do more than you. So don't let nobody stop your dream, knock your hustle, or anything like that, you know, because at the end of the day, you got to do what makes you happy and what supports your family. With that being said, man, I'm out, And I'll talk to y'all, you know what I'm saying, on a Saturday and Monday. Peace and blessings.
Jay. Real talk for that A. Nobody wanna be alone. Coming into an empty home. I swore I'd never make a song like this till I met you. Feeling as though I'm going crazy. All the shit that I've been doing lately. I never meant to hurt my baby. What I'm gonna do? Don't think we can save it. But I think we can make it.